Amen. Good job. Thank you for that special. I'm going to read a verse to you out of Psalms. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord." Amen. That's what they were just singing about. And that's what we're going to do tonight. It's a perfect time to give thanks unto the Lord. So we're going to have testimonies. And it gives everybody an opportunity to praise God for all that he's done for them this year. I know it's been a tough year. We've lost a lot of loved ones throughout the year. But there's always something good to be found in that, isn't there? And so it gives us an opportunity tonight to raise our voice to the Lord. So who wants to go first? Who wants to be the first one to give praise tonight? Don't make me pick somebody. All right. Give us your, you can stand up if you want to. Give us your name. I might know who you are, but somebody else might not. So give us your name.
My name's Kathy Speck. And I want to thank the Lord first and foremost for my salvation.
Amen.
But this year has been a very trying year for my family. The end of last year in October, I almost went home to heaven with the COVID, but God gave me peace all the way through it, and I wasn't scared. I just was trusting in him.
Amen.
And then this year, I have two daughters. One is Donna, and she had to have some severe back surgery. They had to put a cage around the lumbar part of her back and practically rebuild the whole thing. And she was getting over that. And my other daughter, her name's Wendy, she went to the hospital with respiratory failure. And it just, praise the Lord, she was on the ventilator for 4 days. But when she came off of it and they took her off of it, she was just praising God.
Amen.
And she was begging him to take the cigarettes away from her. And he did.
Amen.
And she has been in the ER in the hospital 3 times since the 28th of September for the same thing. But God has brought her through it. This last time, we got some answers to what was causing all of this. And I found a doctor that would actually listen to me, and he did something about it. So I thank God for that. And that she still doesn't have her voice back. She can't talk. And she's having a hard time swallowing. That was part of her problem. When she swallowed, it was going in her windpipe instead of where it was supposed to go, and that was causing her to choke. But they found out that she had had 1 or 2 strokes, but both sides of her brain has been affected, and her gag reflux wasn't telling her to cough, so she was aspirating and it was going into her lungs. But thank God they know what's caused it, and they're working on taking care of everything. And I just praise God for bringing us all through it. And
amen.
I praise God for her turning to him, because, I mean, she's been in a nursing home in Lake Wales for 9.5 years. But unless I went down there to go to the church service with her, she wouldn't go. And then this COVID all happened, so I couldn't go with her. But now she has turned back to God, and I'm just thankful from the bottom of my heart. And I thank you for my church family, a praying church family. I didn't have any brothers and sisters when I was growing up. I was the only child. But I have a house full of them now. And I thank every one of you.
Amen. All right. Well, sometimes it takes a storm to get us back on track. We praise the Lord. Anybody else? All right. Brother Baker.
I just want to thank everyone. I know I'm kind of known around this church because I'm on the prayer list often, but that's okay. I just want to let everyone know. I want to read something. The 103rd Psalms, I want to read the first couple of verses, if that's okay. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Forgive all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. I've read that many times, and it just recently has really touched me because the Lord has been in my life very frequently. I know Thursday I went in and had the gamma radiation treatment, and I got out of it much better than they expected. Actually, when I was in there, there was another young lady that was going through the same procedure. And when she went first, when she came out of it, she had a lot of bleeding, and she had was very upset and sick and nauseous. And that's one of the side effects. And when I heard about it, I asked for her name. I prayed for her, and when I told her nurse, I'm praying for her, and I said, I'm asking the Lord to give it to me so that young lady can go home and be happy and enjoy the benefits. And they were about ready to do the procedure on me, and they had to hold up because she was not going to leave until she came in and thanked me, because they said that she got very emotional and tears came to her eyes when I asked that I was praying for her. That's the way I feel about my church family. I mean, I love my family, and I really love my church family because I've made it through some of the more difficult processes, which, I mean, thank the Lord I'm even here right now. But I know because of the prayers of the people here, I still stand here, and I'm so thankful for all it is. And so, I mean, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because I like to eat. I'm a Baptist. But I also want to let you know that I give Thanksgiving every day because every day I'm still alive as a simple servant of the Lord. And I just want to thank everybody here who has prayed for me through the times I've been through. And God bless everybody.
Amen. Well, thank you, Brother Becker. We refer to him as our million-dollar man. When he had his kidney transplant and liver transplant and all that, he was smiling the entire time that he was in the hospital, and he told me then, he said, I'm just glad it's me that somebody else doesn't have to go through this. So, brother, you've been a tremendous blessing to me. Great encouragement. Anybody else? Who's next? Right here. Where's Brother Rodney? Oh, Richard, one of y'all run. You need to exercise. Come on, brother.
I'm Bob Morrissey. I just wanted to thank the church for praying for me while I was out in the hospital for a couple months this summer. I really am thankful for the church family and also for my own family. My kids who were, you probably saw off and on, they were down here through the summer taking care of Rita and also me while I was in the hospital. Appreciate your prayers, and the Lord has blessed. I kind of wobble around yet, but I'm getting around, and I appreciate and praise the Lord for that.
Amen. All right, great.
Well, this is honestly my first Thanksgiving here in Florida, so just out of the many things that I've been thankful for this past year, has been this great and excellent church. And just everything that's happened in the past year that has gone along with that, from being able to be part of the bus ministry to being able to serve in so many ministries and just having this church. And my life would not be the same right now if it wasn't for each and every single one of you that are influencing me in some way, shape, or form. Whether you realize it or not, I see each and every one of you, and you guys are making a big impact, and I'm thankful for each and every single one of you.
Amen. Great. All right, who's next? Brother, right here.
All you folks probably wonder why I've been limping around for the last year. Well, a year ago last Christmas, I fell and broke my femur. And, of course, they they fixed it with a rod, and they tied the rod onto the to my hip. Well, I kept having pain, and I kept going back to the doctor, and he kept x-raying, and he said it was fine. Well, anyway, about the third time I went back, he said, well, he said, that rod that I hooked onto your hip has rotted your hip away. So he said, well, you're going to have your hip replaced. So I had to go into the hospital to have my hip replaced. Well, when I went in that day, well, the doctor came in, and she said, you realize you have cellulitis in that leg? And I said, yes, ma'am, I've had that for about 10 years. And she said, well, you're full of infection. She said, I can't put a new hip in for you, because if you do, infection will just eat it away. And she said, the only thing I can, she said, let me go talk to some other surgeons, and then I'll come back. And so she came back with this paper, and she said, the only thing I can do for you is go in there and take that metal out that that other doctor put in, and I'll put a stub in. You'll never walk again. You'll never be able to drive again. And she wanted me to sign a paper for that effect. Well, that's all I could do. And anyway, after I come out of surgery and went back to my room, well, about half an hour later, these two guys come in, and they said, you ready to get on that foot? And I said, what do you mean, get on my foot? I thought I'd never walk again. He said, I want you to get out of bed, get on that foot, and walk over to that chair and sit down. And I said, well, what'd they do? And he said, well, they tried something new. They put a plastic hip in for you. And he said that the thing is, it don't have a ball on it. You'll never be able to turn your legs when you walk or anything. And so, but I am sure blessed. God sure did bless me when he made it so I could walk and drive, because I would have sure been in a nursing home forever if I hadn't been able to do that. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Spangler. I told him that if you give testimony, he would have to stand up, because I knew his leg would give out and he'd have to quit for long. Because he told me he was going to give his whole life story.
You wouldn't have time for that.
All right. Who's next?
Hi, my name is Heather Dismuke. My mother, Wanda Helms, goes to church here. And I'm going to cry bucket, so just let you all know that. I live in McClenny, just outside of Jacksonville, Florida. My husband pastors Faith Baptist Church. We've been there about 17 years. And in July of 2020, I was diagnosed with stage 3C colon cancer, and we had no family history, and I had no symptoms. And I had a right hemicolorectomy. I was in the hospital for 12 days, and then I had 6 months of chemo. And so this time last year, I was going through chemo, and my mom told me how this church prayed for me, and I was on the prayer list, and she would tell me of different people that I knew who had been praying for me, and I just really wanted to come this year and tell y'all thank you for every person who prayed for me, a total stranger, and for every prayer that you prayed for me, and to let you know that as of right now, all my scans are clear. And everything, every scan I've had, I have another one the first week of December. I have 6 months scans and blood work done. And so far, everything's been clear, and we are just so thankful and so grateful. I have 3 kids. My daughter's with me, and we have 2 teenage boys, and my husband and boys are coming in tomorrow. And just, you know, it was a horrible thing to go through, but it was also an amazing thing to go through. Because the Lord was with us every step of the way. And during COVID last year was when nobody could be with you in the hospital. And after my colonoscopy, when the doctor gave me the news, they rolled me back to the room. Nobody was there because I couldn't have family. But the Lord was in my room.
Amen.
And his presence was so real and so powerful. And it was almost as if I had a mountaintop experience in that hospital room, and it's something I'll never forget. And the verse that I want to share that the Lord gave me in that room was Psalm 25:10. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. And the words that just have reverberated throughout this whole year for me was all the paths. And it doesn't matter if they're good or bad. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. I just thank the Lord for his faithfulness and his goodness, his mercy and his power. And I just wanted to thank the Lord for this church and for y'all praying for me. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. See there, folks, your prayers do matter. Amen. I remember when Brother Baker was in the hospital, and we had a special prayer for him that night here during the service. And Brother Baker said he looked at the clock, and the time that we were praying for him, he felt the Holy Spirit upon him. Who's next? All the way back in the back.
Amen. I just want to praise God. I love our pastor. Brother Parson and Sherry Parson have been such a blessing to me. And I just praise God for Brother Carter seeing the vision of the future and bringing Brother Parson here. Amen. To our church. And I praise the Lord for him, and I love him, and I'm praying for him every day.
Amen.
But I want to share with you a blessing that happened with the children's home. We have orphans all over the world, mostly in Burma and Cambodia, and we've been praying for over $8,000 for the Christmas program for the children. We buy them a set of clothes, and we give them food, and we buy pigs, and they butcher them and eat them. And because of the COVID, things have been a lot different over there. But we started out back in September to raise $8,000 for the Christmas for the children in all the orphanages, and we are within $3,000 at this point right.
Amen.
Now. And I praise God for it. I just believe God for it.
Amen.
I believe it's going to happen. Money is not important, but it's the fact that we trust God. The Bible says that the Lord will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And I praise God for him. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Dave Williamson, just to watch God's work through your life. I got saved 56 years ago, and my family wasn't saved. My mom called me with a wonder to lead my stepfather to the Lord, and the pastor did that the day before I was supposed to go. I didn't know why she couldn't do it. But through the years, I've seen my sisters, my brother saved, and I buried one this year, September, a preacher funeral. I got another one that's got COVID in ICU. I think it won't be long for her. But to know they're saved, and yeah, we're getting older, so you expect that. But I also see my children and my grandchildren saved. The 11 of them call me, Papa, I just got saved.
Amen.
So there's much to praise God for, and
Amen.
He's still on the throne.
Amen. All right. Who's next? Anybody upstairs? Anybody upstairs? Anybody downstairs? Right here. Brother Rodney.
Yeah, I would just like to thank the Lord giving the wife for 46 years. And she's been a blessing to me. So I never thought I'd be married for 46 years, but praise the Lord.
Amen.
And Amen. She's a Christian.
Thank you, Brother Tomlins. All right, who's next? Right here.
Christina, the interpreter. I started going to church when I was 16 years old. I'm a bus kid from Iowa. Met my husband 21 years ago. We'll be married 20 years coming up next month. Since I started going to church, I haven't missed more than a couple Sundays here or there. So I'm thankful for independent fundamental Baptist churches.
Amen.
All over America that still preach the gospel. All three of the churches that I've been in since I got saved didn't close their doors. Now, they did close because of restrictions, but they didn't close their doors. So I'm thankful for good, strong pastors that didn't kowtow to the government. I'm thankful for the people of this church who help us with our son, from the Fleshers, who help bring him home because of my work schedule. I'm thankful that I have a job that can help meet our family's needs. I'm thankful for our school that can help me raise or help teach him, because as much as I love my kid, I cannot teach him. Tried it for K-4 and it did not work. He's very strong-willed and his mom is very strong-willed and that does not work. All in all, I'm just thankful for a church that we can call home while we're here in Florida, where we have now officially purchased a home. So we are here now. We are not leaving. All in all, I'm just thankful and grateful that we have a family here while our biological family is in Iowa. I'm just thankful that when I look out, I see you all. I may not know your names because I am horrible with names, which is great for being in healthcare because your HIPAA is protected with me. but I'm just thankful that when I see you, if I see you out and about and you say hi to me, I'm going to say hi back because it's probably because I know you from church. I'm just thankful for all of you that we're family, even if I don't remember your names. And I'm just grateful and thankful that, you know, my health has been stable enough that, you know, I have a surgery coming up, and I'm thankful that those of you who know about it have been praying for the last month for me, and that we can just keep moving forward. So.
Amen. All right, great. Thank you so much. All right, who's next? Right over here, Brother Gall. All right, Brother Nixon, then we'll get Brother Gall.
I have so much to be thankful for, it's impossible for me to take all the time that it would take to tell you. I've been here 42 years. I have never had a serious health problem. I taught for 30 years. I became a missionary for 5 years. I've done nursing homes till they shut me down. I have a wife who had a stroke a couple years ago and recovered completely. I'm 81 years old and I'm still going. And this church has been such a blessing. It's unbelievable. As I look around here and I can see people that I have known for years, that I taught in school and went to camps with. And it's just fantastic that God has been so good to us. We have no financial problems, no health problems, and we just keep on keeping on. And it all started right here. I got right with God out at Camp Glory in 1981. And he has been with us every single step of the way. People, don't turn your back on God.
Amen.
Walk with him. Let him take care of you. That's right. And you will be blessed as I have been.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Nixon.
I want to just say how thankful I am to Landmark Baptist Church and all that the folks here have done to provide for my family and I to transition into deputation and preparing to go on the field. And had it not been for Brother Parsons and Brother Burt and the countless exceptions and things that they did to allow my wife and I to teach in the school and be traveling to raise support, there was a lot of investment and a lot of sacrifice on our behalf. And we're very grateful for people that would take a chance on someone they don't know, someone that didn't grow up here, that didn't come up through the school or the college, but were willing to invest in a family that wanted to do what God had for them. We're very grateful for all that Landmark has done for us. You folks have been very good to us.
Amen. Great. Thank you. All right. Who's going to be next? Y'all don't want me to start. We only got 15 minutes left. It'll take me 25 or 30.
Okay, right, Mike.
Back here, Brother Rodney.
I just want to stand up and say, praise the Lord. The scripture says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And if there's ever a man been redeemed of the Lord, it's definitely me, and I'm saying so. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful for the church. Just thinking about Jack, I remember the night Jack went forward at the camp, and that was probably, in my lifetime, was the greatest working of the Holy Spirit I ever saw that night at the camp. And it was great. And I remember Jack and I We run a few school buses, too, by the way, to you bus folks. We run one old bus 16 years, and we ever got it back every Sunday. We had to break down a time or two, but we patched it up and got it back.
Amen.
So it's been great. Just praise the Lord. My wife, I just crazy about my wife right on, and we've been married a few years, too. I'd tell you how many, but I probably get it wrong, and I'd get it when I get home. So anyway, praise the Lord, and I love Landmark. I love my pastor that just retired, and I think about smart the new one, too. He's going to come along pretty good.
Amen.
I think if we can just get him eating bowl of peanuts, he'll be all right.
Amen. Thank you, my brother.
It's Dr. Lee. There are number of things, too numerous, really, for all the years that we've been at the church. One of the things, and we're looking at the missions gauge up there. I don't know how many of you people realize that probably now for close to 30 years or plus, $500,000 a year out of this church in Haines City has gone to missions. That boils down to $15, $16 million. And that's the lifeblood of this church. And what a miracle to see that take place. And that doesn't take place without our people praying.
Amen.
And then also, when it comes to prayer, when I look around, I see John Sabin, I see Bob Morrissey, I see Brian, Billy McLean, Scotty Drake. We have all kinds of people. When you see them every Sunday, you're looking visibly at an answer to your prayers.
Amen. That's right.
A real answer to prayers walking in our midst. And that, to me, means a lot for the church. Also, this past Sunday, preacher's message. Preacher to me is Dr. Carter. Pastor is Brother Parsons. But my preacher that I've been with now for 42 years, he was preaching Sunday on bonus years. And that just hasn't got out of my mind, because we crossed into our bonus years a year and a half ago. And the question is, how many bonus years is God going to give me? I don't know. Will it be this year? Will it be next year? But in bonus years, when we reach 60, we had a promise of 10 more years, 70. And then we had a promise of getting to the 80 for the bonus years. And now we're beyond the bonus years, but we're still here. And that's just a real miracle. And I know that I'm still here. Some of you are aware of the fact in 2015, December, right after Christmas, that Sunday night, I walked to church and I told preacher that I'm going to walk into the doctor's Monday morning. And he said, why? I said, because my heartbeat is only 38 beats a minute. When I walked to church tonight, and he said, what are you doing here? You shouldn't be here. And I said, well, that's fine. I walked to church. I drove to the doctor's on Monday morning. What are you here for? I think I need a pacemaker. And very quickly, I was taken to the hospital. And they prepped me, and they put a bracelet on you with your name. The anesthesiologist comes in and says, is your name Earl Lee? And I said, yes, it's Earl Lee. And just remember, I can never be late. I'm always early. And he just kind of laughed. And they whisked me right into surgery. And I'm shrouded over, wide awake. I'd had breakfast and drove there, so they needed to give me something in the oxygen. I hear the doctor and the nurses and feel them working on my chest, putting in a pacemaker. And I'm talking to the anesthesiologist. And all of a sudden, I go down through this dark tunnel, and I see the most glorious heavenly light. And just before I think I was going to be looking out, looking back on what's taken place, the anesthesiologist says, early, early, they can never be late. Are you still with us? And I jerk back through that dark tunnel. And that happened three times in 44 minutes. And when I had my follow-up with the doctor said, we don't know if you should tell you that we lost you on the table. I said, yes, I know, three times. And he said, you are aware of it? I said, yes. But you know what comes to me with that? The psalmist in Psalm 23 talks for the believer that death is just the shadow of death. And I went through that dark tunnel, that shadow, three times, saw the glorious heavenly light. I've never seen anything so bright that didn't bother your eyes. And I came back out of it three times. I'm not afraid to die. I've been down the path three times, not permanently, but I know where I'm going, and I have absolute peace. I'm not afraid of dying. I'm not afraid of death. I'm not afraid of COVID. I don't know how God wants me to die, by accident or whatever, but I can tell you this, I am ready. Amen. And this church keeps us ready. Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Great. Thank you, Dr. Lee. Amen. I remember when you had that valve replaced. I think it was a Friday evening, and he was back in here Sunday morning. I couldn't believe it. I tell you, some of these older guys, man, I get up in the mornings and I feel so bad, and I'm only 60. And I'm like, these guys are still working every day. Dr. Carter, he's like Energizer Bunny. He never stops. And I'm like, my goodness. Lord, give me more strength. Who's next? Right here, Miss Perkins. Hurry up, Rodney. She's aging quickly.
Yes, I'm Lucinda Perkins, and I just wanted to say, most of all, I'm thankful for Christ paying for my sins and the blessings that he has given me and my family through the years. We've never gone hungry. We've always had a roof over our head, and he has just truly blessed us for everything, and I can only give all the thanks to him.
Amen. All right. Thank you. We've never been hungry, that's for sure. All right. Who's next? We only got a few minutes left. Brother Richard.
Well, I want to thank Jesus first for salvation, because if he hadn't paid that debt, I'd be in hell today. God can take care of us if we'll allow him to. Sometimes we get in his way, but he's right there to give us a little kick somewhere along the line and start us back again. I haven't had a good life so far as things of the world goes. Upbringing was in a church, and I've never left that church. That church is Jesus Christ, and we can't outdo him in any shape, form, or fashion, no matter how hard we try. We cannot outgive him. I met him 78 years ago, and he has not let me down. Even though I've let him down, he has not let me down.
Amen.
And I'm still walking. I'm still here, 89 years old, and I'm still driving. And this church has had a lot to do with that. My son started college here when his father died. I had to pick out a church for him to, school for him to go to. And I made up my mind then that if I ever got back in this area, that if Brother Carter was still here, then I was going to be at this church. And this church has been real good to me on top of that. I love everybody. Even though I don't know all the names, I know faces. And they've just been so good that I want to stay here until Jesus comes and gets me.
Amen.
And, of course, I'm hoping that soon.
Amen. Great. Well, sister, you know, you're going to inherit the riches of a king. So that's our promise. Amen. Who is next? We got time for a couple more. Upstairs. I need somebody to run upstairs. Brother Rodney, right there behind you. When you get up there, go to your right. Or if you're looking towards me, go to your left.
Uh, I just want to personally thank my home church for all the prayers. I know there's a lot of new faces here, but many of you has been praying and supported me throughout my journey. In 2018, I was diagnosed with end-stage brain cancer. The doctors and nurses, I mean, they all look at me with sad eyes that, you know, my days are short. But thank God I'm still here, and God has given me, seems like I'm back to normal.
Amen.
I've been following up scans every 3 months for about 2 years now, and it has been, I mean, there's nothing there, nothing growing, everything is just stable. And I just want to thank my home church for all the prayers and all the support, and many has reached out to me and helped me in so many ways, and I just want to thank you all.
Amen. Great. Thank you so much. God has been good to us. Amen. All right. We just need one or two more. Who's next? Right here.
This is hard for me, but I'm going to get through it.
Amen.
My name is David Strickland, and my mother was a miracle child. Her father came from a family of 13 children. Six of them lived to adulthood. He married his first wife, and his first wife and child died in childbirth. He married his second wife. Their first little girl lived 7 days and died. 2 years later, he had a son. Son was a healthy boy. They called him Big Boy. In 1922, my grandfather, December 16th, got ordained to preach the gospel. A year later, his son was dead. He died of tuberculosis. 3 months later, his mother was dead. She died of tuberculosis. He married again for a third time after he had moved this sick child and mother down here, and they died here. He married again for a third time. They were married 7 years. And finally, my mother was born in 1933 during the Depression. A year and a half later, her little sister was born, but she was stillborn. Because of the Depression, my mother's mother, having back-to-back pregnancies, she became insane. And my grandfather lost a third life to insanity. My grandfather and the local church, Dixieland Baptist in Lakeland, raised that child. She's 8 years old. She developed pneumonia and was sick for 3 months. And that only child survived. My grandfather sustained that child with the help of the Lord. And my mom eventually married and had three sons. Those sons had six children. And now I think there's about 20 grandchildren and many great-grandchildren. The Lord walked every step of my grandfather's life to produce one child that would survive, which produced all these families that are alive today. My grandfather, through all that, was a deacon for 50 years. He was a dedicated servant of the Lord. The most gentle man I ever met. the most dedicated man I ever met. And I know my mom went to be the Lord last month. My grandfather lived to be 88 years and 88 days. On Good Friday this year, my mom reached 88 years and 88 days. And she lived another 188 days until her passing. And by God's grace, I'm here. My brothers are here and our family is here. And without the grace of the Lord, the strength of the Lord to pick my grandfather up every single time, we wouldn't be here. So when you serve the Lord Jesus Christ, you serve the Almighty that has limitless power. Amen. To sustain and to pick you up through every heartache and to keep you strong in his service. And I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for my heritage and for being who he is. Thank you.
Amen. Great. Okay, we're out of time. The folks, when you come in here and you Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights and Sunday nights, and you see all the smiles and you talk to all your friends and neighbors, and there's a lot of heavy hearts. But God's been good to us. And I love testimony time. It's so encouraging when you see all the things that God is doing and all the ways that he's moving in people's lives. He's real. Amen? Amen. Well, let's have a word of prayer and we'll be dismissed. Father, we do love you. We thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight, Lord. We thank you for all the testimonies that we've heard, Lord. We just thank you, Father, for being so good to us and so great in our lives. And Father, we do ask that you'll bless us tomorrow, Lord, as we give thanks back to you on Thanksgiving Day. And Father, we ask your blessings upon all the families as they get together. And Father, we just ask, Lord, that you be with Brother Parsons and the family up there where he's at. And Father, we ask that you bring us back here Sunday morning safe and sound. We love you and we praise you for it. In Christ's name, amen.